Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The National Farm Machinery Show will offer the latest in technology with the championship tractor pool to feature some of the best competitors in the country. Kentucky Exposition Center Communications Director Ian Cox says this year's show that kicks off Wednesday will be exciting.
The 13th through the 16th, it's 4 days, 9 to 6. We're going to see hopefully crowds just like we did last year, combined 314,000 people, over 890 exhibitors. I think everybody's going to be able to see something that they want. We've got a lot of space where you can get to know people. You know, we've had people 50 years still showing up. This will be our 54th.
Cox adds the show features the latest in technology and innovation.
So you're going to see the latest innovations in agricultural equipment, services, and technology. I've seen product unveilings occur. That's always exciting, and we don't know about it until you hear about it, too. So that's always fun for us. You're going to see seminars that focus on protecting and improving your crop yield. We have some great sponsors for that, like Farm Futures and Bex Hybrids.
He adds the craft market offers a little break from the National Farm Machinery Show during the day.
When you go up there, you're going to see over 70 booths, souvenirs, toys, clothing, and more. I don't know if you ever heard, so this is something new to me. Did you know that when we originally started that, it was in the 80s, and people wanted to go shopping, so we were busing them to the malls? And then we realized that, you know what, we can make a shopping destination here.
Cox talks about Valentine's Day and the championship tractor pull in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Kentucky Exposition Center Communications Director Ian Cox says one common question is why the National Farm Machinery Show is always on Valentine's Week.
We get calls. It's like, can you move the National Farm Machinery Show? And we just have to say, we love it. We love the National Farm Machinery Show, and that's how we celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, I've heard people actually call our employees and see about delivering flowers to them. So we really have enjoyed that time, and, you know, rumor has it people propose and they ask the next year, can they come back to celebrate their anniversaries?
He adds the championship tractor pull is a great way to end a day at the show.
It's high-octane motorsport, and, you know, we've been the longest-running indoor tractor pull. We attract over 75,000 fans, and everybody's competing for, you know, $200,000 in prize money.
Cox notes tickets are still available through Ticketmaster. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watson, Farm Bureau Radio Network.